Kane.
Signs that uncomfortable heat might be endangering your health. I'm Chrissy King.
COVID data updates in D.C. will remain the same as the health director responds to a probe from the D.C. Council. I'm Valerie Bonk.
Another wild week on Wall Street. Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Investors have the weekend to stop hyperventilating after a truly frantic Friday that saw extreme swings on Wall Street. A late rally leveled things out a bit, and as CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us, perhaps the markets were due for a day like this.
All this talk of a bear market comes after three remarkable years for stock investors. In fact, we saw the best three-year performance for stocks in 2019, 2020, and 2021 since the 1997-99 period, which saw the dot-com boom.
Northern Michigan is one of the last places anybody would expect to see a tornado, but it's happened about 230 miles north of Detroit.
The twister plowed through the town of Gaylord, Michigan, where Frank McClellan and a friend were grabbing a bite to eat.
We moved to the back of the Taco Bell, and by the time we got there, it was pretty much past. But then a few minutes later, we went back out in the parking lot to check our cars, and we could see the damage behind us. There were buildings that looked like they just got flattened.
The owner of a car repair shop says he and his workers took cover in a bathroom and that he feels lucky to be alive because it blew the back off the building. A National Weather Service forecaster says extreme winds are uncommon in that part of Michigan because the Great Lakes suck energy out of storms, especially in spring when the lakes are very cold. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
On day two of his Asian visit, President Biden has visited South Korea's National Cemetery. Mr. Biden placed a wreath to salute soldiers and others who died to protect their country. Next up, a meeting with South Korea's president and members of his cabinet. Every so often, the people who are supposed to protect the president find themselves in trouble, and it's happened in South Korea. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The incident happened one day before President Biden landed in Seoul at his hotel. Sources tell CBS News that two Secret Service employees who were helping to prepare for the president's visit went out for a night of bar hopping. One of them allegedly got into a drunken altercation with a taxi driver. The Secret Service says the two were put on a plane back home and will be placed on administrative leave.
Boeing's Starliner spacecraft has done something that it couldn't do during its first trip into space some 2.5 years ago.
Starliner is fully connected to the International Space Station docking port.
Software and hardware trouble sidelined the Starliner until its launch Thursday from the Cape. So far, its dry run is mostly going very well. And if that trend continues, astronauts could fly the next Starliner to the space station by the end of the year, giving NASA two American spacecraft to take its astronauts there. This is CBS News.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WTOP at 2:03. Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. We've made it. May 21st, 2022. Decreasing clouds and mild overnight early morning. 60s and 70s by Saturday daybreak. 83 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we do right into this Saturday together. We begin with reaction still apparently coming in after that sharply worded report out this week about the poor state of public schools in Virginia. It says student performance is down by all measures, and that's apparently not all.
There's been a growing achievement gap. That's according to a report released by the Virginia Department of Education. It pointed out a drop in reading test results from 2017 to 2019 among students in third through eighth grade.
So again, just cherry picking this information.
Atif Carney served as the state secretary of education under former governor Ralph Northam. He disagrees with some of the findings and says while there is opportunity to improve, there's been progress.
If we get more reading specialists, the quality of education would improve. There's no mention of that in this report.
Now, school leaders say the report is just the starting point when it comes to testing and revising accreditation standards, as well as putting more focus on equity at the state and local level. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:04. Special grand jury will investigate the way Loudoun County handled two high-profile sexual assaults at its high schools. The state's attorney general was directed to do this by Governor Glenn Youngkin, who made it a campaign issue last year, but Loudoun County schools are pushing back in court. It's a story that was first reported here on WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Meares. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A spokeswoman for BR is telling WTOP the investigation will continue. A spokeswoman for the governor says it's troubling the board doesn't want to cooperate. She asks, what are they hiding? And Neil gets into the nitty-gritty of all the details of this controversial story on the latest episode of the DMV Download, our podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast. A car hit four pedestrians in Annandale on Friday, and the impact sent everyone involved to the hospital, including the driver and a passenger, after the car apparently left the road, hit the pedestrians, went through both a sign and a fence, and finally stopped in a parking lot. One woman this morning has life-threatening injuries. This all happened just before noon Friday on Maple Place near Columbia Pike. Fairfax County Police say this morning the collision does not appear to have been intentional. We had quite a warm day on Friday. If you were outside, you know that. And it will only get hotter and more humid through this weekend. We're talking about dangerous weather here, so it's good to remember the signs of heat stroke.
You're in trouble. It's an emergency when you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat, a rapid, strong pulse, feel dizzy or confusion, and have an oral temperature greater than 103.
Get to the closest emergency room or dial 911.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says to avoid getting sick from the heat, seek shade, take breaks, stay hydrated, and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Also,
don't rely on your fan as your primary cooling device because fans create an airflow, and that gives you a false sense of comfort. They actually do not reduce your body temperatures.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank the Lord for the night.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.